The world was a different place back in the days of Paul. It was common for people to own slaves, and poor people would sometimes sell themselves into slavery to pay off debts. Philemon was a wealthy Christian slave owner. A man named Onesimus owed Philemon a large debt and had sold himself as a slave in order to pay what he owed. But Onesimus ran off to Rome before his debt was fully repaid. In Rome, Onesimus met Paul and learned about the freedom to be found in Jesus. After Onesimus became a Christian, he wanted to return to Philemon and make things right. Paul wrote this letter from prison in about 60 AD, requesting that Philemon offer Onesimus the same forgiveness and kindness that Jesus had offered him. As you hear Paul's kind and loving words, it will be easy to imagine that Philemon welcomed Onesimus with open arms. If you listen closely enough, you can learn what it means to forgive, just like you have been forgiven.
The letter of Paul the Apostle to Philemon.
From Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and from Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and worker with us, to Apphia, our sister, to Archippus, a worker with us, and to the church that meets in your home. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember you in my prayers, and I always thank my God for you. I hear about the love you have for all God's holy people and the faith you have in the Lord Jesus. I pray that the faith you share will make you understand every blessing that we have in Christ. My brother, you have shown love to God's people. You have made them feel happy. This has given me great joy and comfort.
There is something that you should do. And because of your love in Christ, I feel free to order you to do it. But because I love you, I am asking you instead.
I, Paul, am an old man now and a prisoner for Christ. I am asking you a favor for my son Onesimus. He became my son while I was in prison. In the past, he was useless to you. But now he has become useful for both you and me. I am sending him back to you, and with him I am sending my own heart. I wanted to keep him with me to help me while I am in prison for the good news. By helping me, he would be serving you. But I did not want to do anything without asking you first. Then any favor you do for me will be because you want to do it, not because I forced you to do it. Onesimus was separated from you for a short time. Maybe that happened so that you could have him back forever. Not to be a slave, but better than a slave, to be a loved brother.
I love him very much, but you will love him even more. You will love him as a man and as a brother in the Lord. If you think of me as your friend, then accept Onesimus back. Welcome him as you would welcome me. If Onesimus has done anything wrong to you, charge that to me. If he owes you anything, charge that to me. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will pay back anything Onesimus owes, and I will say nothing about what you owe me for your own life.
So, my brother, I ask that you do this for me in the Lord. Comfort my heart in Christ. I write this letter knowing that you will do what I ask you and even more. Also, please prepare a room for me to stay in. I hope that God will answer your prayers and I will be able to come to you. Epaphras is a prisoner with me for Christ Jesus. He sends greetings to you, and also Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke send greetings. They are workers together with me. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.